My mind wandered back to an ancient and classical story of tigers which I had read. I strove to recall the author, but had difficulty. Then, in the midst of my fear, I remembered that the tale was by Rudyard Kipling. Nor did the grotesqueness of deeming him an ancient author occur to me. I wished for the volume containing the story, and had almost started back toward the doomed cottage to procure it when my better sense and the lure of the palm prevented me. Whether or not I could have resisted the backward beckoning, without the counter fascination of the vast palm tree, I do not know. This attraction was now dominant, and I left the path and crawled on hands and knees down the valley's slope. Despite my fear of the grass and of the serpents it might contain, I resolved to fight for life and reason as long as possible against all menaces of sea or land, though I sometimes feared defeat.